Weekend Breakfast with Africa Malani on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Marnie van Schalkwyk is the executive director of South African Fraud Prevention Services. Marnie, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa, and thank you for inviting me to your show.
How can people scam me on Valentine's Day?
It's not a laughable matter. I think it's something quite seriously, and it is something that people do not want to talk about. And what we realize is that, and I can tell you that this is a global scam, the perpetrators have been identified, so the victims have been identified as usually people over 50, single, and they want a relationship. And people are enticed to fall in love, and then eventually being starting to ask for money to be transferred over to meet the person, and then eventually more money is asked. People will spin a story, like to say, "I'm at this airport stop. They don't want to let me in. Can you please transfer more money?" And this carries on, and eventually the person will never pitch. You know, so this is a typical love scam that happens, and it, as I said, this happens all over the world.
I'm going to actually invite listeners to call me if they have been a victim of the scam, and maybe with my auditing training back in the day, as well as doing this job for close on 14 years now, I tend to be, you know, more on the pessimistic side of things and question a hell of a lot before I part with my money, because you have to have some level of gullibility, surely, to fall for this kind of scam.
Absolutely. Yeah, but you know, and I do agree with you fully. That's why I think these perpetrators are targeting their victims very carefully, and they would choose them from information that they receive from the internet, on social media, and very deliberately targeting a person who they think would fall for this. We will also see, you know, there are other scams where also in terms of a vulnerability, people get scammed, and that's what we loosely call our 419 scams. And I don't want to distract from the romantic scam, but where people say they've got this money sitting in another account overseas usually, and they really need your help to get the money into South Africa, and they will share the money with you. But usually you will have to pay an amount of money to them to get the money into the country. So that is typically what we refer to the 419 scams. There's also a vulnerability and some greed, I would imagine. I don't want to define it that directly, but you know, I think you must have some greed to say, well, at least I can score now $1 million or $2. So definitely that plays a role as well.
And I imagine the other obvious form of scam is that somebody could be selling me and my loved one a wonderful romantic experience for two to celebrate our birthday, and then come Valentine's Day, I find that that product or service is actually not available.
Absolutely, yes. Unfortunately, we don't have enough stats around these issues, but because that's what people will talk about. The first one I was referring to, people really don't talk about. So there's not statistics speaking out, but I think you're touching on a very valid point, you know, where overseas holidays are promised, the packages for romance is promised and not delivered on.
So what do we do, Manny? I mean, what do we... obviously, one needs to stay alert to these kind of things.
Yes.
Probably question, yes, question, and question some more before anything. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, just don't part with your money. I don't care how desperate you are for love. I mean, it's easier said than done. I get that. Because if you are lonely, yeah, and you're desperate for companionship, you will happily part with money to make it possible for you to meet the person you've fallen in love with on an online space. But don't part with your money.
Absolutely. I think you're hitting the nail on the head. Don't part with your money. I don't think you will ever see the person. It is, everybody feels that they're unique and this is different, and that they won't be scammed into this, and the result is usually the same. If people start asking for money and you haven't met them, don't pay it.
Do not pay it. Marnie van Schalkwyk, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Executive Director of South Africa's Fraud Prevention Services. I do hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day.